Hi y'all, it's your favorite not so growly little bitch. Your girl growls, and I'm coming to you live, not from my bed. No, not where I usually do my questionnaires. I'm coming to you live from downtown Los Angeles, where I am staying for the next few days. And I'm hashtag loving it. Decent amount of sirens going by, so you know, feels like home. My God, that's such an annoying So I have to actually do things, but if you guys know me, and if you don't know me, you're gonna find out that I am a fucking huge procrastinator. So I'm just gonna answer a few questionnaires and then I'm gonna go do what I need to do. I need to do what I do, what I do, you know? So let's see. This one is from my favorite girly girl all up on GWA. Nickel Silver. So it's the questionnaire is called, "Where do audios come from, Daddy?" And then the little, that's like how we do what we do, inspiration, make it work, it's a mystery, go ask your mother. She's so funny. Oh my God. So I'm gonna read you the little thing that she wrote. If you guys hear radio in the background, that's my bad, but I put it on during breakfast and I don't want to put it off because it's so cute and tiny. He's got a little antenna. Anyways, I'm living for the hashtag aesthetic in this Airbnb. Anyways, you might be a writer or do improv if, when you're lying naked on the table and the masseuse is about 5 minutes in, you have an idea for a script, and you think, oh no, I don't have a pencil, I have no paper, I can't use my phone, no, hurry up, get this damn thing, pleasurable, relaxing, kneading of sore muscles over with, I have a script idea. Then of course, you have another script idea. Like your inner gang of perverts has found you, realizes you are powerless to resist, and are dogpiling on, pelting you with ideas, insights, and scenarios you are probably going to forget. Sob. Oh my God, Nyx. This totally happened to you, didn't this? Anyways. Whether you are a scribbler or do improv, you are a storyteller. There is no treatment for this. Managed properly, you can still enjoy a normal life. Or maybe not. Let's discuss! Let's see. Number one, summoning your muse. Where do ideas find you? Or is it a when? When do ideas find you? Where do ideas find me? Where do they find me? They usually just come out of nowhere. I could be walking the dog. I could be taking out the trash. I could be chopping up veggies for dinner. And I'll think, you know what sounds like a really fucking good idea? Bucking your ass and just saying daddy over and over. Or, you know, something along those lines. I'm a fucking perv. I'm a very happy little perv. I am a productive perv, okay? I'm a productive, perverted member of society. Alliteration is fun. Oh, I love this song, Thug Me! Do 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 do. Literally, I love the 80s. I'm sorry. This is why I put the station on. Personal Jesus. You get me drunk and you put on 80s music, it's wild. Actually, you don't even need to get me drunk to get me wild. 2. Capture inspiration. How do you throw a net over the slippery little buggers? Do you A. write it down, tap keyboard, record your thoughts, type with your thumbs, put chloroform-soaked rag over their noses until they go limp and you can drag them into the back of the van? Sorry. I just like getting really into these things. Well, I try to write it down. And by write it down, I mean I type with my thumbs on my phone. I have a lot of little notes and stuff. It's funny because I'm mostly a PTA person, but I counted the other day and I have about 30 little post-its on my phone with script ideas and audio ideas, and I'm just like, yeah, I'll do these eventually. What is it? Yeah, I'm gonna do these. 3. Rituals include coffee. Lots and lots of coffee. Ooh, Nyx, if that's what your ritual includes, invite me over because I fucking love coffee. B. Alcohol/heroin to bribe your inner editor to shut up until you get the basics down. C. Read something utterly titillating and completely dry. D. Watch porn. Listen to GWA audios. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It's not alcohol or heroin, it's usually weed. Just a little bit, because too much and I'm just gonna start going off into a million different tangents, which isn't any different than what I normally do sober, but a little bit of weed. I usually put lipstick on. That's weird, but that's like my one thing. If I record, I'm wearing lipstick. It's usually red lipstick, but I'm like super into like dark reds. Like, it used to be red, 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 like fire truck red. Now it's, oh my god, what is that fucking, it's a MAC shade. I got it forever ago. It's not heroin. Oh, it's Diva. It's MAC Diva. That's what I've been wearing recently. Yeah. I don't like to read something utterly titillating, but usually, my partners can get me going pretty easily. Four, get it down. Apply ass to chair, finger to keyboard / pen. Avoid destruction in a bare, windowless room with no internet. C, fold the laundry. I watch pop, yo. D, set a timer right until it goes off. It's definitely B, avoid distraction. I get into my room, I make like a little cocoon. I really wish I could edit my audios because there's just so much fucking background noise, but whatever. Yeah, that's usually what I do. Like, just bare windowless. Well, it's not windowless. And it does have internet, which is kind of a bummer sometimes because I end up like fucking dildo in my ass and I'm like scrolling through like Troll X from Amazon or something. Okay. You're in the zone. Do you bang it out? Haha. Start to finish? Do you accumulate fragments until they make a complete picture? C, do you labor over every phrase and comma right up until you post a script offer / new audio? Oh man. I bang it out. I bang, 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 bang. Bang, bang, da 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 da. Anyways, 6, the sex. Insert tab A into slot B. A, write it separately. A, write it separately and jam it in. B, let it arise. Naturally. Just go with the flow. C, it's the most important part. Write that, and the rest follows. I go with the flow, honestly. Yeah. 7, do you prefer to revisit old favorites or explore new territory? I am a creature of habit, but I'm also a freaky ass fucking bitch. So, a little bit of A and B. Not that much of a definitive answer, but like, I'll go back to, like, the same old fantasies, but sometimes I'll, like, instead of being what I normally am, I guess, which is a sub, I heard this phrase, like, topping from the bottom or something, yeah, so instead of making me beg, I'm gonna make you beg, you know. Just stuff like that. 8, prioritize setting, characters, language, sexy times. Sexy times, language. Actually, no. Language, sexy times, character setting. There. Bonus, lightning round. What's more crucial to you, knowing how it starts or how it ends? How it starts, I think. I almost always know how it ends. Do you see it or hear it? Oh my god, do I hear it? I see it. What mistake do you always make? Clock for cock exam, for example. Oh my god. So, DDLG is kind of like a big, big thing for me. And I have on more than one occasion said dad instead of daddy. And I've had to delete so many fucking audios because of that. I said that in an audio that I made for somebody this Christmas, and I just kept it in. I was like, I can't do this, like, I only have like this limited recording window, like, I have to bang this out, and that's it. So that's a mistake I always make. It's terrible. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to me butcher my girl Nicole's beautiful words. Yeah, so stay sexy, don't get murdered. Yeah, bye.